Hello?
Hello, John. How's it going? Charlie here.
Hey, Charlie.
All right. You ready to do this?
Sure.
Okay. So, for the business information here, I have Gear Electric Service, Inc. Is that correct?
Greer.
G-R-E-E-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And then for the address itself, what is the address where you guys are located?
You know, that is so bad. I got a... I'm so used to using my P.O. box instead of my physical address.
Right.
You know, give me a minute, can we go further and then I'll call you back with the address or?
Yeah, I mean, I can change it after if that's what you would like.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to go in all the way right. I just can't believe I can't recall it.
You want to put me on hold and maybe, you could just check it really quick?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, you can put me on hold.
All right, hold on a minute.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man.
Yes.
It is 473 North Front Street.
Okay. Let's see. 473 North Front Street. Is it North? Okay. And it's, is it North Front Street, Pickett?
Yes, Pickett. Arkansas, okay. Which is AR.
Yep.
72454.
72454. Okay. Just give me one second. Okay, so it's not Avenue, it's Front Street. Correct?
You know, I don't know. That's what we use, so.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to make sure. Let me just look it up here just to. Make sure everything's correct for you. Okay, yeah. It's pulling up, when I put street, it's pulling up on Avenue.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, and it's the 72454, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then For your customers to call you, the 573-489-9854, that's a good number for them to contact you on, correct?
Well, you combine two phone numbers there. It's I have an office number and a cell number.
Okay, which one would you like your customers to contact you on?
573-489-9850.
Okay. Perfect. And then for us, John, do you want us to have your cell phone so that way we can send you text messages for updates and everything like that?
That is my cell phone.
Okay, gotcha. So it's the 573-489-9850. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I got a Missouri cell phone and a Piggott address.
Are you from Missouri?
Well, no, but, you know, I've had the number for 16 years, so.
Yeah, why change it now?
Yeah.
Exactly. I was just asking, because I know the legislator for Missouri, that's why. My dad's very good friends with him.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Who is the legislator now?
His name is Dan Stacey.
I don't guess I've heard the name, but, I mean, that's... It's all right.
Yeah. Usually the legislator doesn't get a lot of attention. You know, you got to really work your way up into that, but he gave us a whole tour of the Missouri Capitol and everything like that, and I will say that was really, really cool to see. Just like the history in that building is amazing. So I kind of geek out on stuff like that. So,
hey, that's cool to be geeked out on, I guess. I mean, of all the things you could be geeked out on, that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, I would assume so. So, all right, John. So I have everything set up for that. For the billing on your card that you're going to use for this, is it going to be a debit card? Is it going to be a credit card for the business? What are you guys going to be securing your
listing with? We'll be using our business credit card.
Okay, so how it states on the business credit card, does it say Greer Electrical Services, Inc.?
Well, on my credit card, it says John Michael Greer, Greer Electrical SE, because they can't spell services on the card. So it's not long enough, but, you know, I mean, I can send you a picture of the card, but...
No, that's not necessary. So it's just
I learned something. I learned something in business that, you know, that's all cool and you can get it in your name, but the bottom line is they're coming after John Greer.
Yeah.
if everything was to go bad. You know, you incorporate, so if anything bad happens, your incorporated company can file bankruptcy. You pay all that money to get all that off of you, but then after you pay all that money, you find out, no, they're coming after John Greer.
Really? I thought that really protected
you.
Well,
you're protected in a way.
Yeah, but they're still coming after you if something were to happen.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it reads John Greer and then Greer Electrical SC, correct?
S as in Sam, E as in electric, yes.
Oh, E as in electric. Okay.
I'm just curious, do I get an email of all this to look at and verify in case we have something wrong? Or
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set everything up here. Then I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification, because I do have you on that pre-agreement for that special rate that we gave you for the $249. Everything's okay. going to be sent to you in email in writing. And then I also stay on the phone with you, so that way when the transaction goes through, you get everything. So that way you have everything right then and there. I also take you through terms and conditions that I send you. So, yeah, you get everything right here, right now. Okay?
And just a scenario here, if I went out of business in December, I can stop this.
Yes. So there's no early termination fees. There's, it's month to month. So you can cancel at any time. And in our voice verification, I actually walk you through that on how to do that for you. So that way you're aware of what the steps you need to take.
Okay.
So for the address itself, is it the same address as the 473 North Front Avenue? Okay.
No.
For the billing?
The billing is 1314 Wallain, W-A-L-L-A-I-N, and I guess you'll have to look it up. Sometimes it's street, sometimes it's avenue, but the card's billing address is 1314 Wallain, W-A-L-L-A-I-N.
Okay, in Piggott, Arkansas, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'll look it up just to make sure. Okay. Yeah, it's street. So 1314 Wall Lane Street.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the card itself, are you going to be using a MasterCard, a Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
4100-6300-5053-9332.
Okay. Can I read this back to you just to make sure?
Sure.
Okay. I got 4100-6300-5053-9332.
Yes.
Perfect. And then the expiration date?
4/24.
Okay. And then the security code.
848.
Okay. Now, John, before I do anything, I'm going to set up a security question for you here. So every time we call you, we're always going to ask you this. That way you know that the call is coming from Local Splash. And it's a protection for you as well. We never sell any of your information. But we always know that we're talking to you when we call you, and you always know that you're talking to us when we call you as well. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's mother's maiden name?
I'm writing this down too as I talk, so I don't mess
okay.
it up.
Yeah. Good idea.
Maiden. How do you spell maiden? Estis. It is E-S-T-I-S.
E-S-T-I-S. Estis.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. All right, John, now I have everything set up here, especially with the account is all set up. What I'm going to do first, though, before I make the transaction, I'm going to walk you through what's called the voice verification, like I mentioned before. This will be sent to your email in writing also, so you'll have that. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make the transaction. Sounds good?
Sure.
Okay, here we go, John. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Greer Electrical Services, Inc.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
John Greer, owner, secretary.
Awesome. You are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. John, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Slash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Slash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name. Okay, John?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Slash?
Yes.
Okay. Our customer service number, and I know you have a pen and paper because you're writing this down, it's 877-635-6225. That's what my tech team is going to call you on, okay, for our onboarding call when we set this up right now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you need to get a hold of me as well, you can call that number. Obviously, you've called it before. You can call that number, and then the extension for me is 203. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail, and then I'll call you within the hour.
Will you give me your name again, please?
Yes. My name's Charlie.
Okay, Charlie. I appreciate that.
No problem. Okay, so in hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What does that mean, Charlie?
Okay, that means you would just let us know if you had somebody else working on this, the same that we're working on, so the Facebook and the Google. You would let us know, that way there's not conflicting outcomes here.
Yes, as far as I know, like I told you, I paid for a service several years ago to get me listed on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who that was, but we are not currently working together, and they are not getting payments from me, so
okay.
You're the only certified marketing I'm working with at this time.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is November 15th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When your second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number that I gave you, the 877-635-6225 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So I call the tech team number, 877-635-6225, 3 days prior to if I want to cancel.
Yeah, that way we, you know, it's a for sure deal that you're not going to get billed out. We have time to cancel it, and then that way you're not having a next month of charge on there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
I do.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to do the transaction. What's a good day for you? Do you want to do it today for that onboarding call?
How long did you say the onboarding call would take?
So the onboarding call will take around 30 to 45 minutes. If you have some questions for them, it will take around an hour. But I usually say just block off like around 45 to an hour just in case.
That's just so hard for me to do, but if I have something going on, can I change the onboarding call or?
Absolutely. So what they'll do is they'll call you. It's so like, let's say, for example, we set it up at 1 o'clock your time, right? And we call you and you say, hey, I'm actually really busy. Can you call me back in at blank time? Then we'll reschedule it for that time and then we would be able to call you then.
Okay. I'm just trying to blank here, trying to decide what I want to do. It's
okay.
9:31 my time.
Yes.
Can we have it at 10 my time in 28 minutes?
In 28 minutes. I would have to give them at least an hour so that way I can finish up the account here, send it over to them so my tech team can come to the meeting with, you know, not empty-handed. They're not asking you the same questions. They're just going to verify and then, like, move on.
11 o'clock then.
11 o'clock your time? So at 9 my time then?
It's the other way around, right? 11 my time is 1 yours or no?
No, it's 9. California. Yeah, 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure, man. 9 your time, 11 mine.
Okay, that works perfectly here. So I'm going to set this up. I'm also going to send you an email. It's going to come from a Google Calendar. Now, you should have received everything so far. You should have received your invoice. We also sent you a text message.
I see the text message. Let me.
Okay. Can you open
that?
The
text message?
Yes.
Okay. It's open.
Okay. So it says, John, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email that we have on file. And then it has a link right there. Click that link. That's our terms and conditions link. It's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. And then there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One to say, you know, you're willing to receive text messages so we can send you updates. And then the other one is asking that you're the card holder. And then you're just going to sign your name, John Greer. And then it's going to take you to a login page. Just let me know when you get there, okay?
Well, I've clicked both of the boxes, but I'm on my phone and I've got to figure out how to sign.
Okay, so if you scroll all the way down, there's a little deal right there that says sign, and it has a box, and it says click here and type your name as above, which would be John Greer.
Okay.
And then you would just type in your name. Yep. And then you're going to hit confirm signature. It's a orange button.
It's already done.
Okay. You're quick.
Now we're to the local
Splash login?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be what I talked to you last time. That's going to be your tracking system that we're going to build for you. We're going to email you your certifications there. So we're going to email you a username and password once that is built. It's going to be emailed to you in about 5 days. And then you'll be able to log into that, okay? Now, that's where you're going to be able to track your Google Business Profile. You're going to be able to track the Facebook as well. And then all the clicks and calls that are coming in, you'll be able to track right then and there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, John, I want to say first, welcome to Local Splash. We treat our clients like family here as we treat everybody here. So we're going to definitely get going on this. I'm going to send everything over to my tech team. So in about an hour... an hour and a half, 9 o'clock-ish, 11 o'clock your time, we're going to call you, get this all squared away, so that way we can start populating you to that first page of Google and start getting your phone ringing, okay?
Now, I hit this, and I'm on this username and password. Do I just get out of that for now?
Yeah, you can close that.
Okay.
Yes, close. You can close that. Yeah.
All right.
And then you have your invoice. I sent that sent you in an email. I also sent you the if you want to open up your email, I sent you the email with the Google Calendar for 11 o'clock. So if you just go in there, hit yes, just confirms that time for the tech team to call you.
Is this on my email or?
Yes, it's on your email.
Okay, I've got about four emails so, from you, 931, 935, 935, and 936.
Yeah. Do the 936 one. That should be the one that's the Google.
We action said. Needed.
Okay, that's not it. It should just say it's a Google Calendar for it.
I have nothing that says Google Calendar. I have local splash support, invoice, Charlie Mellencamp invitation from an unknown sender.
That's it right there.
All right, unknown sender not added to calendar yet.
So you just click yes.
I know the sender.
Yes, that's me.
All right, I've clicked it.
Okay, and then you would just hit yes, confirm, and then we're all set for 11 a.m. your time.
Sounds great, man.
All right, John. Any questions for me right now that I can answer for you?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay,
I got all the emails and
yes, you did. I'm gonna get working on this here, so I can send over to my tech team, and then we'll talk to you in about an hour and a half. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.